This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Nectar Sleep, the last mattress you'll ever need. Get free sheets, mattress protector, and pillows with code GWFIT. Crowd Cow, the marketplace for high-quality craft beef and meats from ranches around the world. Save $15 off your first box with code MMA15. NordVPN, get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 70% off, plus get 1 month free with code MMANUTS. HostGator, one of the top posting providers around, save up to 60% off with code MMA60. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 524.
524!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. My fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on?
Life is happening at a breakneck speed.
It is. It just keeps going and going.
Keeps going and going and going.
Does it stop? It gets more aggressive and more aggressive. Just like playoff hockey. It's very aggressive.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, like I was saying, like they, you just got fans back in the stands where they haven't been there. Fucking Canada still doesn't have fans in the stands. Tells you about pussies. The Canadians.
Bunch of pussies.
Yeah. Because like Canada's playing their own playoff series. And then at some point, they'll come over to the Americas, the United States.
Yeah. Oh, Canada.
Yeah, I fucking hate that
song. I don't know any words.
Oh, Canada. Blah, 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 blah. Throw up poutine. Hey,
poutine is delicious. You shall not throw up the poutine.
What is it again? Fries, gravy, and it's cheese?
French fries with gravy and cheese curds. Get there!
So it's like goo. Man goo. Is
no, no, the fries
like.
Have to be extra crispy.
Okay.
And then it's...
Yeah, you don't want them soft fries.
Not super soggy. You want some crispy ones. Oh, yeah.
Talk about the crisp fries. Crisp fries. So let's start with a little boxing action, right?
Yes.
So we had, I didn't see it, but Logan Paul versus Floyd. You heard me. Floyd. Mayweather was sighted.
Yes.
And apparently I fucking crashed the Showtime app. So I'm wondering, is that because they just had so many people buying that or what?
I don't know. I don't think they were expecting the volume they had, is my guess.
Because did you see the shots of the crowd? It didn't look like there were that many people in attendance.
No, I did not see the shots of the crowd.
Yeah, it looked maybe a third full, unless they were doing some weird kind of social distancing. But Showtime was saying that they're going to have to refund fans if they're having trouble with the stream. Because some people were saying the whole thing was down for 4 hours. Like,
what?
And you couldn't even watch like the whole app. So even if you were trying to watch a movie, that shit was down too. So I'm guessing volume was high. I want to say the rumor I heard was 600 to 650.
Wow, that's a pretty
for
big
a fucking
number.
A glorified sparring match. And you know, you saw the highlights. What did you see from that?
Well,
fucking nonsense.
It looked to me like Mayweather was toying with him for a lot of the fight. And then anytime Paul was in trouble, he just leaned on him and tried to, you know, use his 30, 40 pound weight difference.
Jesus Christ.
It's kind of ridiculous, but whatever.
It all works out. I saw some fan feedback. I'll share this with you. This guy says, I watched the fight illegally and I still want my money back. That's how bad it was. The people were allegedly booing and... Hey, man, that's what you get. Like, they treat it as a sparring match. And this is what it is. I mean, I don't know. The takeaway is probably don't watch that shit, right? Don't spend your money on shit fights. Like, you know.
Well, you did have Chad Ochocinco on the undercard.
I saw that.
So
I saw
it's,
some
it's
of
out
that.
There. If you look at Showtime Boxing's Twitter, they post the highlight of he got banged up a little bit, almost KO'd in the fourth round. So
yeah, and he landed. I saw one good shot from him, but just so sloppy.
Yeah,
it looked like he about a month of training for that.
Yeah, obviously not a boxer.
No. And then we have the UFC 263 coming up this weekend. So PointsBet's one of our sponsors. They're offering plus 100 odds on Adesanya to throw one punch. So basically, you're going to double your money, and then you combine that with our two risk free bets up to $2,000. Code MMA1.
What?
Yeah,
that's crazy, man.
You might go blind.
You literally can't lose.
You can't. So you can check that out. There's some states you can bet in, and some you can't. I don't remember which ones. I believe it's Illinois, New Jersey, and Iowa. So for us. But anyway,
I believe there's only one state to gamble in.
Which one? Fucked up, motherfucker! That's how we roll. So, main event, Israel Adesanya versus Marvin Vettori 2. Weird matchup, right? Yeah, there's a lot of weird matchups on this card.
They fought last in April of 2018.
So, a decision win. Was that one just a straight decision or was it a split?
Split decision on that one, Matt.
For Adesanya, but you know that's early on Adesanya's career in the UFC.
It was actually his second fight in the UFC.
Yeah, so I mean, I give no weight to that fight as far as Adesanya's performance. I mean, Adesanya's shown he's on another level. He should fucking wipe the mat with Vettori.
I agree.
And you know, probably a second round KO.
I don't think it's even going to go that far. I'm thinking mid-first round. It's going to be over early.
Yeah, and Adesanya's got to do that stupid two-week quarantine after the fucking fight. So you think he's going to be happy? He's going to fuck someone up. He's going to make sure of that.
Yes.
And then fighting in front of fans. So come on, man.
He's gonna should be light exciting.
Some shit up.
We also have the return of Nate Diaz.
Yeah. Leon Edwards at 170. How do you like his chances at 170?
Diaz?
Tough.
I think it's tough. He's not fair. I think he's
lost every fight at 170.
I'm trying to find. I've
It'd be McGregor, it'd be Roy McDonald, and shit. Who's the other one? He basically just gets wrestle fucked because the guys are so much bigger than him. And in this match, if Edwards wants to take him down, he's going to take him down. And Nate's going to be a little bit rusty, so I'm worried.
Josh Thompson, I think. Benson Henderson. You know, he fought Rafael Dos Anjos at a catchweight of 160 and a half and also lost. So
it's a lot of size he gives up. He's not a big dude.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately,
I knew he won one. UFC 111 versus Rory Markham. He won. That was his welterweight debut. Diaz won that one.
Okay. So he's got one.
He's got one.
Mm-hmm. I think there were some weird circumstances on that fight. I think that guy went to jail or something.
Markham missed weight by like 10 pounds or something.
Okay. There's a caveat somewhere.
So he fought an even bigger dude is what I'm saying.
Right.
Even larger.
Who is way out of shape. So no. I don't know. Who do you like in that one, though?
I mean, is that a question you need to ask me?
You take a Diaz?
Of course, all day. Okay. I'm going to pick Diaz via submission, though. I'm thinking something funky. I think he's going to surprise us, some crazy submission.
I'd like that.
No one's expecting that.
It's true. And then what about the only other fight? Damian Maia versus Bilal Muhammad. Kind of a weird matchup, but... fuck.
I have to. I mean, yeah. I think I have to go against Damian on this one.
Okay, I'll take Damian.
I think, yeah. I don't know. I hate to say it. I think he's gonna get stopped.
Oh no! Well, I don't know how many fights he has left. I swear that's the last fight on his contract. I mean, he keeps talking about retirement, and I really wanted to see him fight Diego Sanchez because I thought, hey, that would be a perfect fight for both guys to go out on. But doesn't look like that's going to happen. So, I mean, it's a decent three fights. This should be pretty good. The other ones are like, mm-hmm. So not a bad card.
Yeah, it's watchable, maybe.
So what else is happening out there?
Well... Let me see. Oh, here's a story. Endeavor, the parent company of the UFC,
Yeah.
Reported a positive net income of $2.5 million for the first quarter. But let me just say that's a huge turnaround because last year this time they reported losses of more than $51 million. So it's really like a $55 million swing. And they said that the majority of the reason why this happened is because of the success of the UFC over the last year.
Yeah.
So they're like the only game in town, right? So
yeah, and I'm wondering like what if they own like a conglomerate of companies, like obviously all the other companies are just eating shit right now. And the UFC is carrying him.
UFC and professional bull riders.
Yeah. Because I remember working at a company where they owned a conglomerate of companies and they were using our company for revenue and using other companies for profit. So they just wanted to look like they were growing and growing and growing. And they weren't disclosing like individual companies who's doing what.
Yeah.
So our company got fucked. Because they're just grinding us for revenue, but like they can do all sorts of shit.
That's
but now I think they're a fucking public company, so they have to report fucking everything pretty detailed now.
That's weird. You can have a company for profit and a company for revenue, but the company, I mean, for numbers, wouldn't it go out of business?
Well, it's not a good business strategy. This is back in the internet bubble. Right.
Oh, okay.
So you're trying to build everything to go public.
As long as the balance sheet looks good.
Yeah. Smoke and mirrors back in the day. And then how about this other fight coming up? Fucking 39-year-old Tyron Woodley versus 24-year-old Jake Paul in a boxing match. Woodley on a 4-fight losing streak. They have the odds for this fight. Woodley plus 125, Jake Paul the favorite at minus 155. And here's what Woodley said on this, and then I'll ask you who you think is going to win. So Woodley's going, easiest fight of my career and biggest purse of my career all in one night. Basically, they brought me in to take out the trash. Can't wait to shut this bitch up. This is getting done for the culture, the whole MMA / boxing community to get rid of this guy. Of combat sports. So who wins in this fight?
I got to go with Woodley. And the only reason that is because I want to show you, I'm trying to find a picture. Have you seen his REDD music video that just came out a couple days ago? Here's our friend Tyron.
This is where we get shut off of the whole world.
Look at that. Look at that. Not playing anything. It's just a screening.
Fair.
Just playing it. Just checking it out.
Fair use.
He looks happy. He looks fulfilled, Matt. He looks like he's virile and happy.
He's cock strong.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with him. I mean, I don't know. But at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter because he's gonna make a lot of money. So maybe this is a swan song kind of a thing.
They said it's a multi-million-dollar fight for him, and he's gonna make more in this fight than any of his UFC fights, even when he was champion.
Wow.
And if Paul loses, there's an automatic rematch clause in there. So we could actually double dip on his pay, which is crazy. But, you know, that 4-fight losing streak, it's tough on Woodley. And I always have the problem with MMA going to boxing because I think there's this dynamic of you've trained, well, you know, he was wrestler and then got into MMA, but he's been thinking about MMA for X amount of years. And I think it's hard to make that transition to boxing where the other guy's just focusing on boxing. The other guy's 15 years younger. I mean, hopefully Woodley is doing some kind of steroids to be in the game. I mean, he looked great in his last fight and then just happened to get clipped. But, you know, I think once the going gets tough and he gets a little tired, I think Paul's going to knock him out. So I'm going with Paul.
Oh, geez.
And okay. I hate to say that, but, you know, Woodley's got a fuck ton of power, but I think these Paul brothers have a pretty good chin. So I also wonder where Woodley's head's at. If he's really clocking Paul and isn't able to knock him out, and then it's going to work on him some more. So I like Paul. I like Paul by knockout.
Okay.
And then they also said Jake Paul, he was the third highest paid boxer last year, making around $20 million for two fights.
Wow.
And that's causing a lot of drama out there. I forgot who else pulled out of a fight and were saying, maybe it was Ngannou talking about, you know, why am I not getting paid this kind of money? He didn't pull out of a fight, but it seems like the chatter is growing larger and larger as more of these fucking fights are happening. Cause then you also got to look at, here's Woodley, a guy who loses four fights, gets cut from the UFC, and now he's fucking going to make a multi-million dollar payday outside of the UFC. Yep. So like, he does everything wrong and gets rewarded for it. And now you have all these other guys who are doing it right by winning and being in the good grace of the UFC, and they're making fucking peanuts. So I don't know what to make of it.
Hey man, if you can make money, you can make money.
I'm not going to begrudge the guy for making money. So he's got the best mama in all of combat sports. All right.
Exactly.
Apparently she's out there giving hugs to the opponent's mom again. Pre-fight hugs, post-fight hugs. Everyone
mid-fight hugs.
Yeah, whatever. Whoever gets in my way, I'm going to hug that motherfucker.
Exactly.
So what else is happening out there?
Well, Tony Ferguson.
Uh-oh.
And he's wife.
Still alive?
Welcome new baby boy.
Jesus.
There you go. Pretty nice, huh?
Yeah, but I thought he was trying to fight his refrigerator like a couple months back.
Well, good thing he's not trying to fuck his refrigerator. So
why?
Because then there would be no baby.
Well, maybe a little for the refrigerator, a little for the wife, a little for the table, a little for the tailpipe. A little
for the table.
Whatever gets in the way.
For the table.
Sometimes you just got to go for broke and go. I'm just saying. Let's see. Let me pull this up. Hopefully there's no volume on this. Okay, we are good. So Chris Weidman is up and walking around on his own.
I can't watch.
No, is it me? Am I the sick fuck just going, oh man, I hope he just blows his fucking leg out on the video? Because that's what I thought was going to happen here, right? You're like, oh, is he going to blow it out? That's not a bad walk for what? What are we, a month in on a recovery for a severely broken leg?
It's good. The thing about the human body, I think I've come to find out, is why they get you up and moving so fast for almost anything is because when we're in motion, it's like, I think something happens with our genes where genetically, like, our cells are like, we gotta recover because this being is on the move.
Yeah.
So it like stimulates some kind of healing process. If you just lay around, it's like, it doesn't do
shutting down.
Yeah.
I think that's what happens. Yeah. Yep.
So it's like stimulates our cells, but that's scary after what happened to him. I would be so nervous. I wouldn't even like,
well, how can you fight again after that? Right.
Yeah.
I'm not throwing a fucking leg kick ever again. Probably not even going to kick. I'm probably just going to turn into a wrestler and or boxer at that point, which he primarily was. Like, he's not kick heavy.
Yeah.
Because he should have learned his lesson when he fought Luke Rockhold and he threw that spinning bullshit kick and then Luke takes him down and fucks him up and finishes him.
Yes.
Chris Weidman, don't throw kicks. Extend your career. I don't know.
Hey, what kind of jersey are you wearing, by the way?
That's the Charlestown Chiefs.
Oh, nice. I like it.
Slap shot action. Perfect. Hanson Brothers. I think it's number 17.
Okay.
So let's do a little Manscaped. So support for today's episode comes from Manscaped. Father's Day is just around the corner. And you probably need a gift for a hairy dad. That's awesome. Make your dad proud this year and get him and yourself the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0 trademark. Cha-ching! And ultra smooth package. You know what they say? Like father, like son, the brand new Lawnmower 4.0 and ultra smooth package is perfect for you and the dad in your life to complete your grooming game. Get 20% off plus free shipping with code MMANuts20 at manscaped.com.
You know you got a hairy dad.
It just sounds so weird.
Get him one of those mowers, baby. Let him be unhairy for Father's Day.
Hey, Dad, can you shave me down? I can't reach. Like, go for broke.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, mom probably likes it nice and clean. It's just, it's so weird. But hey, man, it's not, you gotta keep it clean. You gotta keep it shaved, right?
I'm trying to be respectful. I'm having a hard time.
You can't be respectful.
Let me just say, Matt, I am blown away by the performance of this thing. Craftsmanship, details. It's fantastic. Really good product. It's probably the best shaver I've ever used, I gotta say.
Yeah, the upgrade. I thought 3.0 was pretty good, and then they go out and outdo themselves with 4.0, and I haven't cut myself, which is always good because you never want to cut yourself. So we'll close it out. You get 20% off plus free shipping with code MMANUTS20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code MMANUTS20. It's dad bod season. Time to get smooth.
Silky smooth.
That's all good. Moving right along. What else is happening out there?
I'm coughing. Did you hear Yair Rodriguez versus Max Holloway headlining July 17th?
Yes. So in gonna... the weird matchup zone, right?
A little weird matchup, but it's going to happen. You know, they said it's going to happen probably at the Apex in Las Vegas. So get your tickets ready.
Yeah, I was trying to find. I want to say Yair's last fight was in October of 2019. So I don't quite understand why we're making that matchup right now.
Yeah, he beat Jeremy Stevens, looks like.
By a decision. I think that's a rematch from an eye poke prior fight.
Well, if you remember, Rodriguez had a little bit of a USADA situation for a while.
And then there was a contract situation. And then who was he cursing out in the ring? Oh, it was Bisbing when he came up and he was saying all sorts of fucking nasty shit to Bisbing in Spanish. When he was just like, I'm just here to interview you, my friend. Yeah, he said nasty things to him. I won't even repeat them because I don't swear on this podcasting though. Ever. Here we go. This might be the best fight of the year, Ingo. So, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship just announced Paige VanZant versus Rachel Ostovich.
Oh.
And Paige holds she's got a submission win over Rachel back in the UFC. So, this will be the second time they fight. So, we're going to do our own little fight prediction here. So, we're going to do three rounds with Paige and Rachel from Instagram, and we're going to score it round by round here. So first round, let's start here. Let's go with Rachel. So here's round one. We have Rachel Ostovich and Paige VanZant.
I mean, that's not fair. One's a Why? Face shot.
They're both face. This is just a face round.
Oh, face wise, go up one more time. Okay, Paige VanZant.
Okay, I got Rachel first round.
Oh, it's 1-1.
Round two. Rachel Ostovich. Paige VanZant.
Still got to go Paige on this one.
Mister likes the fake ones all of a sudden.
Good Lord. Those are fake too, Matt.
Oh, those are real. Don't bust my bubble. I'm going with Rachel.
Okay.
So it's all tied up.
I see where this is leaning.
I don't know. Round three and final round. Rachel Ostovich.
Good Lord.
Paige VanZant.
Oh, my. Have mercy. Go back upstairs. I think that I got to go with that. I mean, that's...
Well, I'm gonna fuck everyone and take Paige on this one. It's a fucking draw. It's a draw. They're gonna have to fucking duke it out next week and go. I don't know.
I like it. They're both. That's a tough one on both accounts.
Yeah. So, well, I have a feeling they're gonna fight every week on our show. And amazingly, it'll just end in a draw every fucking time. But
draw.
Yeah. It's all good. What's going on with John Jones? He said now he's not going to fight until the middle of 2022.
I don't know. I think he's on the cocaine again, Matt.
That wouldn't surprise me. I think he's on a lot of things. Or does he just not want to get tested? I'm not sure. Keeps claiming, I need to do this right. I'm moving up to heavyweight. Well, they're not paying you, so you may not fight.
No. I don't know. Maybe he's just scared. Maybe he won't pass a drug test. I don't know.
I don't know. Picograms, man. Those will never, they'll always be pulsing, throbbing, pulsating, something. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Here's another good one. Did you see Tito Ortiz resign from his position on the yes. city council of Huntington Beach, California?
And that was then my last story. Yes, sir.
Cam yeah. Soto offered him $100,000 to be part of a 2-on-1 MMA fight in Thailand, saying that he can handpick his opponents for the June 19th card for Fight Circus 3.
Wow.
So I don't know if he'll take that or not.
Maybe he said that the everybody was corrupt, basically was the shorthand version of what he was saying, and he couldn't deal with it anymore. Like, it's politics, man.
Like, why would you one? How did he get elected? I think he won first place, and then
yes,
I would see little clips of him from the meetings, and I was like, oh my god, really?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably best he quit, because he probably would. I don't know if he can get fired, but he sure seemed like he was en route for that.
I think so too. Yes, sir.
And then you see Brett Okamoto. There's interesting ways to report some news stories. So let's start with Brett at ESPN. So he says, per sources, Paulo Costa has withdrawn from his main event against Jared Cannonier on August 21st. Kelvin Gastelum has agreed to take his place. I'm like, okay. So then Paulo Costa tweets out, he says, just to be clear, I never signed or locked up that contract. Why did the UFC announce this fight if I didn't sign? My question too. So what the fuck is going on?
Sounds like the same old UFC bullshit, right? They said they announced the fight to put pressure on him to sign. He didn't sign. And then they blamed him.
Yeah,
for backing out of the fight that he never. This total, like, you got to control the narrative, Matt.
Yeah, get ahead of the story, right?
Yes,
this is what we want, and you know, this is what you get. And speaking of that, ESPN. So Ariel Helwani said his last day at ESPN is going to be June 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he was making $500,000 a year, and the rumor was that they offered him a 10% pay cut to stay with the company. He turned it down. Then they offered him a 5% pay cut and he turned it down. Now there's all these rumors that he could be making $1 million working for like one of these sports betting type websites and stuff. So
well, I think he's well worth it. He's a veteran of the reporting sport
world. Yeah. And you got to wonder, is Dana White in the mix, like getting him fucking fired again?
Maybe,
you know, but I mean, ESPN's been laying off a lot of their high-priced talent. I forgot who the other guy was that they said someone else they let go was making $1.7 million, and then they offered him $800,000. Like, what? You're going to fucking half my pay? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, no you thanks. Know? They must be really hurting. I thought Disney owns them.
They do, but I think they're just trying to get all their costs in line. So they're going after the media personalities. Which, you know, there's plenty of other companies that will absorb them. It seems mm-hmm. like the sports betting sites want them, like your DraftKings, your FanDuel, and there's other, you know, PointsBet, obviously.
Yeah.
All these other guys. You got anything other news before
nope. I'm tapped out
on tangents here? Let's see. Beck Rawlings cut off all her hair and donated it to charity. So I get confused when I see these videos.
Oh, scary.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm turned on or frightened. I think both. I'm a little of both.
Both. That's scary. The other one.
She looks like the lead singer from the Eurythmics back in the day.
Okay.
Do you want some sweet dreams, Ingo?
Are they made of these?
Hopefully, but the Marilyn Manson version.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. And how about, remember that little guy? Oh, no. I had a great tweet, and now it's not showing up.
I hate when that happens. It's not caching.
Oh, here we go. I got it. That little guy, Hasbulla versus Ben Askren.
Oh, geez. Perfect.
Yeah! What the? Yeah, Ben Askren dead.
Oh, my God.
I got to stop my share. Moving right along. Now let's see him doing some work on the heavy bag. This might be my favorite video. Hang on. I got to make sure. Oh, this is so loud. Hang on. How the fuck do you turn the volume off? Man, this TikTok is nonsense.
Yeah, I Instagram gives me a hard time for sure.
I just want to show him doing work on this heavy bag.
Here we go.
You gotta appreciate the work he's doing here.
Looks like a water bottle holder.
Looks like look at those leg kicks. You telling me he's not gonna break someone's leg or face?
I don't know.
This guy is ready to fuck some shit up.
I think they're gonna end up wrestling, is what they're gonna end up doing.
Whoa, let's get out of this. I don't know what the hell's going on. It's fucking TikTok just playing random shit. I want to see those guys fight. I don't know if that's going to happen. Rumors are yes. I think I'm ready in. I'm already in for some of this weirdo shit. All right. Now let's do what would life be if you were in a video game. We're going to go rapid fire here.
Oh, my God. You're going to hell.
No.
Looks so happy. It does not look like it's going to end well. Oh, damn.
So sorry.
Oh, damn.
Oh, so close. I thought she was going to make it, Ingo. I really did. That one didn't turn out. Let's do a little tweet of the week. We'll start with this one. It's Barstool Sports. You got to appreciate those guys. You know, they give no fucks. It says, Little Darling Strip Club in Vegas is now accepting ugly girls due to the stripper shortage, shocking the nation. Does that actually pull the people in?
I don't know. I didn't hear about a stripper shortage. Why is there a stripper shortage?
There's a work shortage everywhere, but I would imagine the strippers are making good money. Because unemployment is paying a lot, apparently.
Oh, so they don't want to go back.
Well, but I mean, strippers should be making the most amount of money out of anybody because you're not reporting all those tips. But, you know, our one friend is a CEO at a company, and he said they had to raise what they're paying everybody because people were making more from unemployment than they were paying some employees. So you had to raise everything up to a certain level over that. And even our other friends said the same thing. So it's kind of weird. That's one. Here's tweet number two. This is from the Blonde Bomber. She says, the clitoris has 8,000 nerve endings and still isn't as sensitive as some of the cunts on social media.
Oh, my God. That's perfect.
That's true. There's a lot of snowflakes out there. We'll probably run into them a little later in the show. Let's do some Ask the Nuts. Let's see. This is from, hopefully this doesn't get us pulled down, Real Convict Donald. He says, is this guy fucking brilliant? Or is this guy fucking brilliant? Let me make sure my volume's okay.
And this imposter gladly accepts your challenge, Conor McGregor. I look forward to it. I have been studying you for years, and I think I remember you saying in an interview a few years ago that you wouldn't want to fight you. Well, guess what? It's happening, and there's nothing you can do about it.
That's pretty solid.
I'd love to be fighting Mike Tyson as well on the same night. You know, there'll be fighting many more people. Robert De Niro, huh? I trained for Jake LaMotta. You remember that?
That's pretty on point.
The greatest president that ever lived. You're going to be fighting me, and it's going to be a really wonderful, fantastic fight.
Oh my God.
Cappuccino, of course. What are you going to do? Hoo-ha! You'll do fucking nothing. Oh, you do nothing.
Joe Pesci, what, you want to fight me? What the fuck's wrong with you? What the fuck's the matter with you? You want to fight me? The fuck out of here, McGregor. Mark Wahlberg? All right, let's do it. All right, me and you, Connor.
But you get the gist of that. Jesus, right? Mark, the guy's on point.
Is that real? That's crazy.
That's pretty fucking good. That is Al Foran.
Wow.
Impressionist Al on Twitter.
Whew. Solid stuff. I was like, what the hell? He's met 9 different people all at once.
Yes. Here's a question. Let me pull this one up. Would you swim in this swimming pool that's between 2 skyscrapers?
Oh, doesn't it look amazing? Oh,
never. No, not going to happen. Won't even go on the roof. You won't catch me. I wouldn't even be in the pool next to it. Just in case that breaks and I get sucked out.
Well, I saw that bridge in China that goes across that broke apart with people on it. It had like these boards and then you were connected to a thing. I would be in there fucking. No. That's the only way I'm going in there. So at least if you die, you're fucking.
Those people sitting on the stairs are like, we're not getting in there. No chance.
That looks so bananas.
I wouldn't do it. There's no way. I don't trust that.
Well, at least the sidewalls are pretty tall. I get freaked out. Where did I go recently? We were at the Museum of Science and Industry, and they have a really big ass escalator that you could easily fall over to the side. And I'm like, look at my daughter's like, you want me to, I should push you? Like, that's a good 100 foot drop to your death.
Yeah.
So I saw the Marvel exhibit there. It wasn't it was cracked up to be.
No.
Nah, a little overpriced, but it was fun just to get out. Basically, you just see a lot of the costumes that the characters wore in the movie. I think it was cool because they had 3 Iron Mans. Like, that was cool see the Iron Man suits, but probably way overpriced. All right. This one, Adam Reed. It's like, where do you fall here? Like, which steak line, toast line, coffee line? Where are you at?
Steak line? Probably between 1 and 2, actually.
They all look pretty much the same. The weird thing is, number 1 should be rare, 2 should be medium rare, 3 should be medium, but 1, 2, and 3 almost look pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like between the 2 and 3.
Okay.
How about toast? Where are you at?
5. Between 4 and 5. Maybe all the way 5.
I'm agree with you. Sometimes I'll get crazy and I'll go a little 6.
It depends what you put on it. You can make 6 taste good. If
6 will fuck you up because you got crazy toaster, you might have 6. And if you're hungry enough, you ain't going to throw that shit out. I'm like, fuck this. Am I a man or am I a little bitch? Well, man, I'm going to fucking eat that. And sometimes I make my bacon, it comes out like that. I fucking eat it anyway because you know why? I'm a man.
Yeah.
How about your coffee?
It depends on the day, but I mostly go for A, sometimes B.
Yeah, see, we're pretty close. I'm A all the time. I put nothing in it. I take it black, straight.
Like your cocks.
That's right. Right up my culo. Like, what?
You know what I've been doing, though, is putting collagen powder creamer.
In the coffee?
Yeah. So
they make a creamer.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They do. So it's pretty good. I've been doing that in a splash of milk. That's kind of nice.
A little spritzer.
Smooth. And then you blend it up. I got myself one of those hand press blenders. And like bulletproof coffee, but without the stick of butter.
Yeah. I remember when they come out and they're like, yeah, man, you just put all this butter in. You just start losing all this weight. I'm like, motherfucker, I am getting so fat. Like, what the fuck? Nobody told me like you were supposed to like only eat fat and no carbs.
Right. If you still eat normal and then you also do that, that's like a bulking.
I got so fat trying that bullshit back in the day. Oh, man. And then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. # Nuts Roll, # Matt Rape Train, # Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather be a genius and know everything or be amazing at any activity you tried?
I'd rather be amazing.
Yeah, I think I agree with that because everybody can be a genius. You have a fucking cell phone. You can just put anything in there. Mm-hmm. Knowledge like that doesn't matter anymore. But activities would be great. I want to be the best at fucking. That's all that matters. It's fucking fighting, like Gegard Mousasi, right? Fucking fighting, training, fighting, fucking. I fuck the fights. Would you rather dine alone or watch a movie by yourself?
Dine alone. I mean, I don't care. I do both, so.
I don't go out in public. I do.
I dine alone all the time. People think that's weird. I don't know. I don't need company to go have a meal somewhere. I mean, it's nice to have it, but, you know, I don't need it. Like, I could just do it.
I hear you.
You know?
If I had to choose, probably movie. I don't know if I've done... Well, I had to have eaten alone at some point. I don't go out much. I've been on lockdown just for like the last 10 years. Would you rather be the richest person in the world or be immortal?
Wow, that's a tough one. Do I get to stay the same age if I'm immortal?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be immortal.
Mm-hmm. I want to be the richest person in the world because if you're immortal, you're going to watch so many of your friends die. It's going to be a painful existence. If I'm rich, I can go out with a bang. Just fucking. Buying islands and fucking.
I like it.
Would you rather wear pants three sizes too big or shoes three sizes too small?
Oh, pants too big.
Yeah. I have fucking rollerblades that don't fit. That's right. I have rollerblades, motherfuckers. And I had to cut the toes out of them because they're, I don't know if my feet grew. They're like 30 years old, I think, too. Wait. And I got them when I was 20. So they are 27 years old. And I still wear them.
You have like sandal rollerblades? Kind of.
They kind of are, but there's like that boot on the inside, so I cut that boot off. Oh, okay. So my toes aren't exposed outside, or maybe they are. I don't know.
Okay.
I had to cut them because
it sounds super gay. I'm trying to picture you.
Weird. I bought the wrong size
shorts and these rollerblades with the toes.
You have to wear the if you're rollerblading, you got to wear the Daisy Dukes, little wife beater.
Yeah.
Make sure your thong is exposed at the top. It's got to be pink because that's hot.
Yeah.
Fuck, Mary Kills Celebrity Edition number 139. MMA Made Me Come number 17. Alexa Grasso, Gina Carano, and Misha Tate.
All right.
So we'll start with Alexa Grasso. Okay. And then Gina Carano.
Mm-hmm.
And then a thick Misha Tate. Those look milk laden.
Man, I'm gonna kill the first one. She's out.
100%.
I'm gonna.
Now it's about beef.
Can I marry both of them?
It's a tough call, right?
It's really, really close. I mean, I think
Misha looks healthy.
I think I can't decide. Gina Carano, I'm gonna marry, and I'm gonna bang Misha Tate.
Yeah,
that's where I'm going.
And just leave their personalities aside. Let's just say that we're on agreement. Guy Knowledge for the week.
We watched this movie over the weekend called Finding Ohana on Netflix. If you got kids that are probably under 14, I would say it's a good family film. It's got a lot of cool scenery in it. It's in Hawaii, so you know. Some Hawaiian shit in there.
What is that on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Okay.
I believe it's Netflix. It reminds me of like the Goonies, but like a modern version. So it's kind of cheesy and at parts, but also kind of cool and funny. And we laughed a bunch in certain spots. So I don't know. It's good family.
I'm in for that. I like some Goonie action. I still watch that when it comes on.
Yeah. It's a great film. What about you?
Let's see what we got here. And I never know until I pull stuff up.
That's scary.
It's true.
Oh, here. What the hell? Is this a TikTok?
I don't know. So you have that going on, whatever the fuck that is. Enjoy. And oh, I have one other thing. Close it on all this the pussies out there. So this guy says, I just want some pussy juice running down my face. The lady says, better start crying then.
That's awesome.
Fucking snowflakes out there. And that'll shut us down. That's about
you,
it.
You got to email me that one. I have to share that with someone right. else. That's funny. Yes, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigel. Matt will not remember the show.
No, not so much, hopefully. Thanks for playing. And I'm done. Peace.